Over the years, I've shared the story of what I believe was my first known encounter with an angel, which happened over 20 years ago. I tell the story of the angel tapping me on the shoulder, and I turn around and I hear, "The Lord will be magnified and glorified through your obedience." Then, in episode 30, I told the strange story of the encounter I had at the Atlanta International Airport on August 25th, 2021.
He's an older man, he's kind of frail, he doesn't work there, he seems to know the airport like the back of his hand. I'm still not convinced this guy is a real person. So I thought to myself, you know, I don't know, that guy very well could have been an angel. The Bible says, you know, entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels unawares.
In this episode, I'm going to share three more unexplainable experiences I have had while walking on the trail, recording Lisa and I's faith journey into our marriage. Two of them were so shocking and so bizarre that I never wanted to share them publicly. I do so today in obedience to the Lord. October 12th, 2021.
So I've just reached the top of the mountain, turned down, came around back, and I started praying that the Lord would confirm this for me, because I know that that's what this is. This has got to be that. This is like when Brother Yun has the angel pick him up and throw him over the wall, you know, there to get out of the prison or whatever. And we know that the angels are ministering spirits sent to assist those who will inherit eternal life. And it has to be. There's no other explanation for how that happened. It was a physical pushing on my phone. I felt it.
October 26th, 2021.
The ground didn't move or anything like that. I'm just looking at this going, what in the world did I just see? It's like you're like a scene in a movie or something. So I stood there and I'm just looking at this tree and I'm going, oh my goodness. You know, your first thoughts are, I'm going crazy. I'm seeing things. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I'm recording this. Michael, don't ever be so foolish as to tell anybody about this recording.
July 13th, 2022.
In Numbers 10, 6, at the sounding of a second blast. You've got to be kidding me. It is October 12th, 2021, 12:39 p.m. in the afternoon, and I think I just had potentially one of the most remarkable experiences I've had on the trail. I mean, I've had many over the years, but this is definitely one of the most. This is very bizarre. I have had my phone turned off in my back pocket. First of all, I've been out just walking very lowly before the Lord, feeling very flat, and was just praying very humbly before the Lord. I'm walking slower than I probably ever walk on the trail. And I was walking along and I'm about, maybe 25, 30 minutes into my walk. I've gotten up to the top of the mountain and I've got on the plateau and I'm just walking along and suddenly it feels like somebody pushes on my butt, on my phone. It literally felt like somebody pushed on my phone into my butt, and I thought I must have hit like a branch or something. I turn and look, and there's nothing there. And immediately I think, is that possible that like an angel just pushed on my phone at that moment? I mean, literally, it literally felt like, I mean, I've been walking in these woods for 10 years, and I know when weird things happen or whatever, and it felt like I got a bump while I was in the middle of my prayer. And I reach out, and I grab my phone, and it's 12:28. And I just quickly take the screen capture, like, okay, is that maybe like, you know, trying to show me? Because sometimes I'll pick up my phone, you know, at the exact right time. And then I see a scripture and I'm like, oh my goodness. But I'm just like in prayer and just lowly before the Lord and just telling him, you know, I almost don't even remember what I'm praying about now. Maybe talking to the Lord about, I think I had just had the thought of our lowliness. And I was thinking about how Lisa and I are suffering, and because we're just waiting and we don't know when this is going to happen. And I was just thinking in this very lowly manner before the Lord, not complaining or anything. just really just being very, very lowly before the Lord. And I look at this 12:28 and I'm like, okay, maybe there's something I'm going to see. You know, maybe the Lord is trying to show me something. And there actually had this thought in my mind as I'm looking through the first couple of scriptures, like, is the first one I saw was John 12:28, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. And my first thought was, wow, that's the very thing I just prayed to the Lord not too long ago, and that God would bring glory to his name. I've cried this out to the Father. And I think maybe off of that, I had a sense, I wondered if, you know, the Lord was, it almost feels like in my spirit, I felt like the Lord was going to show me something to say, you know, the time has come, that this is it now. And I saw 10:17 today, which is the command to pack up your bags. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm still waiting for the 28th to come, and I got plenty of time. And I'd seen some numbers, you know, 11:40. Did I not tell you if you believed you'd see the glory of God? And I grabbed my phone at 5:55 this morning, and you know, just a couple of things like that, but there's been no urgency. I'm not like banging the ground anymore. God, do this. Lisa and I are just very relaxed, but there was almost a sense that maybe I would see a scripture that God is going to show me that, you know, it's time to do this or something. And that's when I get the shock of my day when I come to Ezekiel 12:28. Therefore, say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the sovereign Lord. And I feel like, oh God, I almost want to say, don't get my hopes up, Lord. You know, I just made a message this morning to my friend, how I said, you know, five times now, God led us into a day that, you know, came into death and disaster. And I said, he led the Israelites five times to waters that were deadly or that were none. Not deadly, but he led them five times to no water. And one time to one of the five was a place where there was bitter water, Marah. And now I'm out here and I have an experience where it literally feels like somebody pushed on my behind. And there's nothing there. It felt like my phone like moved in my pocket, like, and pushed itself against my hip, exactly like if you were walking beside me and you reached over and just pushed on my phone with your finger into my butt. It was like, what did I just hit? And there's nothing there. It's a wide open trail, just like where I'm at now. There's no trees or sticks beside me or nothing. Well, Lisa and I have been talking about every day about how we're trying to stay prepared. You know, and we're trying to stay ready. I'm trying to be prepared for any minute that God shows up and says, okay, my son, it's time to go. I literally just told my friend that this morning, or I don't know, maybe I told the Lord in prayer that I'm waiting to hear my Father tell me it's time to go. And man. So now I'm just going to continue to pray and ask the Lord if he's willing to confirm this for me. Am I just seeing this? There's basically five scriptures. I get to this Ezekiel 12:28 after I had already felt like I wondered if God was going to show me in the spirit that the time has come, you know, like he's getting ready to do this. That's what I literally felt like. I felt like somebody pushing me. Hey, get your attention. Therefore say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the sovereign Lord. I mean, that is really quite amazing that I would just so happen to have this experience where it felt like literally somebody pushed on my phone. Then I grab out the phone like somehow with a knowing that this was clearly enough to get me to grab my phone and look and see, like, okay, is somebody, perhaps an angel, telling me to look at my phone? It's 12:28. First scripture I see is John 12:28. And then I began to think somehow, or I don't know if it was after I saw that scripture or not, but I began to wonder, am I going to see, like, is God going to show me a scripture that's telling me, you know, something's getting ready to happen? This is after I've just made a message to Lisa to tell her that, you know, we're both struggling, feeling just flat about everything, and we just have to stay lowly before the Lord and just allow him to lift us up when he's ready. and we're not complaining, we're not striking, we're not crying out, we're just resting before him and just waiting patiently and willing to be lowly and fragile and before him. And this is one of those things where you don't know. It's exactly like Moses being told by God, "You will know that it is I who sent you when you have brought the people out of Egypt and you worship me on this mountain." Right now, I don't know. I don't know if this is just a royal coincidence or if this really was God's leading. And I have to believe that it was of God just in case. I mean, the whole thing of pack your bags, prepare to leave the land, be dressed and ready for service, you know, keep your lamps burning. That's the idea of be prepared. Any minute it could happen. And, you know, now hear this, "I will fulfill my word. No longer will I delay." And God has clearly been delaying. I mean, that's the whole major part of the story, is God is delaying this good gift. Wow, this is really incredible. Really incredible. What if I just captured an angel pushing on my wallet, I mean on my phone, to get me to look up a number? My goodness gracious, how remarkable would that be? Wow.
October 26th, 2021.
I just had such a weird thing happen that I feel like I have goosebumps. I do, I have goosebumps on me right now. I almost wouldn't even want to record this. I stood there just standing and looking at what I just saw. And I thought to myself, do I even want to make a recording about this? It sounds absolutely insane. I was just in prayer, walking along, and I'm just kind of thinking lowly, I guess, you know, just probably wasn't even really praying in that moment, just kind of thinking lowly before the Lord a little bit. And I look up, and on my left is a tree. Obviously, there's trees everywhere, but it just happened to be coming up to this tree on my left that's probably about, I would say, I don't know, maybe like a 10-inch diameter tree. And so nothing major. It has a little sign on it called Smoke Rise, one of the little diamond-shaped emblems that they use for trail markers, Smoke Rise Trail. And it was like, as I was walking, my eyes are looking up at that because it catches your eye. And it's like suddenly the whole tree just shifted and turned instantly, quickly, 1 inch. And it's like I could actually almost even hear it. Like, it sounded like that. It sounded like a, and the whole tree literally like just quickly turned, like 1 inch. And I'm like, what in the world did I just see? I've been out here all these years. I've never had anything like that happen. I'm standing there. I'm like, God, did my eyes just play a trick on me? What is that? How come there was even a little bit of a sound? It just was like, and the whole tree just like, it's literally like all I could see move, because you couldn't see the tree move, is you would see the plate move. The ground didn't move or anything like that. I'm just looking at this going, what in the world did I just see? It's like you're like a scene in a movie or something. So I stood there and I'm just looking at this tree and I'm going, oh my goodness. You know, your first thoughts are, I'm going crazy. I'm seeing things. You know, your mind just saw something that you shouldn't see. It turned counterclockwise. You know, so if you're looking at the tree from the top and you're looking down the shaft of the tree, it turned counterclockwise about 1 inch. I don't know why I just saw that. That was just absolutely weird. I mean, like, here's another one right now. Obviously, nothing happens when you walk past it, but that was just, that's, man, that is weird. I tell you what, I don't know what to make the meaning out of that, but what I just saw is absolutely either some misfire in my brain, which I've never seen anything like that before, or something supernatural just happened to that tree as I was walking past it. I think I just read to Lisa about the shadow going backwards. Maybe it was in either in The Crook in the Lot or maybe in All Things Together for the Good, about the Lord turning back the shadow. I don't know what that was. Man, I tell you what, that was absolutely weird. I still cannot get my head wrapped around what I just saw. I mean, that is so bizarre. I mean, literally just thinking about what I saw, like I'm a perfectly rational, psychologically sane human being, albeit that's debatable in the comment section of YouTube. But oh my goodness gracious, I don't even know what that means. But I tell you what, it has definitely distracted me from everything else. The tree twisted like 1 inch. And of all trees for it to happen on, it happened on a tree that had a marker so that you could literally see it. It just made that little bitty sound and turned. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I'm recording this. Michael, don't ever be so foolish as to tell anybody about this recording. My goodness, I've been having these kind of strange things happening. And then, of course, the most recent one was where I got pushed on my rear end where my phone was at. And I could feel my whole hips move forward. And I could tell, like, somebody just pushed me. And I was amazed. And I looked up, pulled up my phone. It's 12:28. I look up the scripture. It's like God saying to me, and I know that that was an angel. That had to be an angel. But I don't understand that tree thing. That was so creepy, man. It makes me look at every other tree I pass with a marker on it. Very weird. Just like looking at one right now, I just got goosebumps going. Is that thing getting ready to move? What is that? Wow. My hair is standing on end. Goodness, I cannot stop thinking of that. I immediately just start saying, God, what was that? Why did that just happen? I mean, I literally feel like I have adrenaline running through my body. Like I literally just saw something supernatural happen. And it's really incredible. I'm like, why did I just see that? What was the point of that? It's almost like, you know, when Hezekiah wants to know if the word of the Lord that was given to him was true, that he would live for 15 more years. Because at first, Isaiah says, you know, pack your bags, you're finished. And he cries out to the Lord and says, oh Lord, please forgive me and remember. And the Lord tells Isaiah as he's leaving the courtyard to turn around and go back and tell him, I'm going to give him 15 more years. And I think that's when Hezekiah says, you know, how can I know that this is the word of the Lord? And then Isaiah says, ask for a sign. What shall it be? That the sun shall go up 10 steps or forward 10 steps, the shadow on the steps of Ahaz. And he says, going forward would be easy. Make them go backwards. And they go backwards. That's the first thought that comes into my mind. It's almost like the Lord just gave me a sign. Only it's something that I cannot interpret. I don't understand. I don't see any biblical basis really for that. What I just saw happen, I don't understand it. But it's almost like the Lord just, no matter what, he distracted me. Seriously, I've been out here and kind of repented for my sore conscience a little bit in a particular way that I thought was okay. And the Lord's just, you know, telling me no. And he, just by my conscience, it's not like he's really telling me no. It's just my conscience just will not let it go. And I was kind of down and lowly in that. And now I'm completely distracted from that. I've already had my business with God about that. This seems to be something that has totally distracted my mind. And I can't even feel bad anymore. I just saw something supernatural happen that there's no explanation for. My gosh, I don't understand what I just saw. That is so weird. I saw an entire tree just twist like 1 inch right before my very eyes. And gosh, it makes you feel like your brain is playing some game on you or something. That cannot just happen, what I just saw happen. I mean, I literally stood there. I'm like, okay, maybe I just saw something. Maybe it's just, I blinked. Maybe, you know, that didn't just happen like what I thought. Maybe there's some game my brain just like skipped to something or whatever. I immediately looked for some natural explanation. Like, you know, like that cannot be. The soil didn't move. It's like the tree was twisted while it's in the soil. And it's like the whole upper part. And I'm not that I'm aware of. I didn't see any dirt or anything. Of course, I didn't look down. But it's literally like the tree twisted 1 inch. Like somebody just grabbed it and just twisted the whole tree. And you could hear it go just like that. 1 inch. Maybe a half inch. I don't know. It was just a real short distance. Probably 1 inch is more likely. Makes me want to, you know, beg the Lord to show me, is there anything like that in scripture? And of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is the shadow going backwards.
Remarkably, not too long after I had this extraordinary experience, the Lord led me to Psalm 29, verse 9. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare, and in his temple all cry, "Glory!" Now, I will tell you that I didn't include it in this particular episode, but the meaning that I found out of these seemingly weird, bizarre events, really they both served to refresh me and Lisa at a time when we were a bit too caught deep in the Groundhog Day and the disappointment of day after day coming and going with nothing happening. You know, remember how devastating it had just been, really just a month and a half to 2 months earlier, the experience I had at the Atlanta International Airport. What I see in these experiences and in my recordings as reflected therein is that these two moments really broke me out of a pattern of discouragement and really just revitalized and refreshed both of us to keep walking and keep going. I think of Elijah when he gets so wiped out, even on the other side of seeing fire come down from the heavens and consuming all of the sacrifice in front of the 850 prophets, the false prophets he had challenged. Just a short time later, we see him exhausted, beat down, wore out, on the run from Jezebel. And he comes and falls down beneath a juniper tree and cries out to God and says, "I've had enough. I don't want any more." And then what does Father do? He sends an angel to refresh his servant. So these were both very, very important encounters for me to have that really refreshed me, to let me know from Father that his hand of power was nearby, and that whenever the about to of God and his timing comes to pass, there would be power, his hand or an angel available to help me in my hour of need. Don't be afraid, son. I'm here. Just keep persevering. And so I just thank the Lord for this beautiful time of really encouraging me when I desperately needed it, to the praise of his holy name.
Ask for a sign and it's something incredibly difficult. It's impossible. I mean, what would we think if we were standing there and we suddenly saw the shadow just move, like, I don't know how quickly it did, but the shadow of the sun moved backwards on something 10 steps and it was fast enough for you to see it. Would you not just go, "What in the world just happened there? How in the world did that just happen?" I don't know. That is just weird. And here I am in this state of lowliness and prayer before the Lord, very similar to how Hezekiah was when, you know, he's crying and reminding the Lord. And here I've been reminding the Lord this morning of all the good I've done and justifying, you know, asking him to remember, not trying to justify myself, but actually telling him, "Look, I really believe the situation is a little different because of this. And, you know, consider that, Lord, you know, please." And so I was just doing that with the Lord. And what's so interesting is that the tree went backwards. That's another match where the shadow went backwards. I said this before I even thought about it, that if you were to stand up atop of the tree and look down the shaft of the tree, it spun counterclockwise. So the tree went backwards, not forwards, if you will, according to time. Wow, I mean, I don't dare want to make something out of this that it's not, but at the same time, I don't want to show contempt for what must have been. Perhaps it could have been some sign from the Lord. I feel foolish even saying that, but it's like when you see something like that, I mean, after all, I know what I felt in my body the last, 2 weeks ago. I know that it was a push that I got on my rear end. I know it. I know what it feels like to be pushed on my rear end. And right on my phone, and you cannot tell me it's a coincidence. It looks like it really is, maybe like some type of a sign for me to believe there is supernatural power nearby. It's what it feels like. It feels like wow, that's the message I'm getting right now. It's like the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. And it's almost like that's a little sign for me to be aware that there's an angel nearby. It's the same thing with like when I got pushed on the rear end on my phone. Like, "Hey, look at that number. Look up your phone." And I knew instantly, like, look up a number. And, you know, the Lord could have moved me to pick my phone up, but instead I have this experience of being pushed. And it's a sign that it's like reminds me, like, it's, I don't know if it's intended to remind me that there's an angel nearby. You know, that when the time is right, he can take me. Man, I have no doubt in my mind after seeing what I just saw happen to that tree, that it's a piece of cake for God to take me and do whatever he wants with me. There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, you look at something like that, that's physically impossible. There's no way that what I just saw happen could possibly happen. Oh, I can't even believe I'm making this recording about this. It sounds like absolute insanity. Goodness gracious. It's like I just want to keep meditating on that. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. You want to say, Lord, if this was some sort of a delusion of my mind. This is like the third potentially supernatural thing that has happened in like the last month on the trail. Where the shout out, or just a little over in a month, the shout out, I think, where I heard the sound, and I'm not even including that in the recordings. Some things are better off kept between me and myself and Lisa. You know, I don't want to put that out there, and I don't know what come of that. I don't know what that was about, but then definitely I know what happened where I was pushed was supernatural. And I know that I got called up to the mountain here this morning. It also reminds me of when the angel comes to Joseph and or Joshua, and Joshua says, are you for us or against us? He says, neither. I'm a commander in the Lord's army. And there's this scene in the Bible series where the angel says to Joshua, he says, for Moses, he split the ocean. For you, he will split rock. And he sticks his sword in the ground and it cracks up right beside him. You know, that's extra biblical. That's not actually in the scriptures, but it's the idea that he is going to do that, and God is going to break rock for Joshua. He's going to bring down the walls of Jericho. And you could say for me, he's going to twist the tree 1 inch. Shows that I'm a much lower servant than Moses and Joshua. It's very humbling when I think about it like that. I'm getting all excited about seeing a tree move like an inch, you know, twisted. It was twisted. It was definitely a twisting. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What else can I say about this? 8:48, just as I grab my phone. Go in peace. Your faith has delivered you. Oh, how I need that here. I'm almost back at the car. Jesus Christ, I thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers and forgiving me of anything I do to violate my conscience, Lord, and being merciful to me. Thank you. It almost feels like that was the Lord's way of giving me a sign that he's not upset with me. That he's with me. He's near me. That the angel of the Lord is nearby. That's what I'm getting a sense. I get a sense now that it's like there's an angel that's nearby me. And when the timing is right, he will be the one that takes me out and lifts me up to New Zealand. I'm going to not say anything else until some new insight comes to me.
This next shocking experience happens on July 13th, 2022. This is not an encounter. This is a remarkably timed providence. So I'm getting ready to let you hear what I'll call a reference clip, because I'm going to refer to this later where we get to the big part. And you hear me say, oh gosh, about 2 or 3 minutes ago, I heard this. So what this is this is a type of a very large military machine gun blast that's going off in the background. So you're going to hear in this first clip, you'll hear it happen and I don't even acknowledge it. I have increased the volume on this part in hopes that you can hear it. If you're listening like on a laptop, it may be very difficult, but if you have on headphones or maybe even your smartphone, you should be able to hear this. It's a very distant sound, low frequency, in the background. So you'll hear this first reference clip, and then I'm going to let you hear the recording where the unbelievable timing of this next occurrence happens.
This unbelievable miracle comes riding into town on a donkey. And you can so easily, the Lord has confirmed it so many times. It is really a tough burden to carry. It's 10:06 right now as I just, in this recording. I had seen 10:04. I just kept talking a few seconds, but literally as I'm finishing this, 10:06, the Lord has shown me to be very careful to obey Him. I need to relook these up, but this is incredible because yesterday is the day that my phone lit up at 10:06, and I was led to either Numbers 10:06. It's funny that while I was in this recording, you could hear a loud military machine gun going off. That's a very rare sound. And I actually heard it and I didn't say anything, but just maybe like 2 or 3 minutes ago, there was this. And one of the scriptures is the loud boom. I have to look it up and see. So the scripture says 10:06 in Numbers 10:6, at the sounding of a second blast. You've got to be kidding me. Oh my goodness gracious God in heaven. I hope that was recorded. It just went off again, as I said, the sound of a second blast. In Numbers 10:6, at the sounding of a second blast. I hope that was recorded. It just went off again, as I said, the sound of a second blast. I cannot believe this. I've been out here all these years, and I've only heard that maybe 2 or 3 times in 11 years. It just happened twice. Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps. At the sounding of a second blast, the camps on the south are to set out. The blast will be the signal for setting out. I mean, I feel like I could just collapse. Oh my God in heaven, that's unbelievable. Wow, I mean, that's, how do you get your head around that? Oh man. Oh my goodness gracious. How is it possible that out of my very mouth, the very second I say second blast, and I hear it? In Numbers 10:6, at the sounding of a second blast. Oh my goodness gracious, I pray in Jesus' name that's audible in this recording. Oh, wow. I'm having to climb back the mountain. I can't believe it. I knew God called me to the mountain today. And it had rained, and so I couldn't come until just now. But here I am talking about all this precision. And, oh my goodness gracious. Today, He shows me 801, be very careful to obey me, that you may enter into the land. And I knew that meant I needed to come to the mountain. Supposing I would have said, it's too cloudy, it's too wet, too many spiders. I came today. I saw the 244 also, that the lamps on the stand must be tended to daily. And I knew, God, I'm going. Then, just maybe 20 minutes before I come, I'm going through the recording I made on July 8th about me breaking my fast because of Tyler's car trouble. And the recording starts out, it's 10:06, July 8th. And I'm going, 10:06? Are you kidding me? I saw it last night when I went to sleep. Yesterday morning is the first time I see it. My phone lights up. Turns out on July 8th, I made the recording at 10:08. Now I'm here seeing 10:06, not 10:08. If I said 10:08, I meant 10:06. Now here I am ending this recording at 10:06. Talking about how just minutes earlier I heard a blast. And then, as I say the second blast, I mean, I just would ask any human being, how could you be a person who could think that that's a coincidence? These things are happening. Yesterday, I speak 12:28, Ezekiel at 12:28. And notice that this sound has not happened again. I've been still recording. It happened 2 times back to back while I'm sitting here talking about the 10:06. Oh my goodness gracious, I am so amazed. So amazed. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. And now listen to this. That's the test firing of a rocket. You could hear that in the background. where they lay the jet engines down and do tests on them or whatever, I think. Oh my goodness gracious. When my wife wakes up, it's 10:11 right now. As the scriptures say, no one who hopes in him will ever be disappointed. This is absolutely astonishing. I don't want to end this recording. I don't want to end it. I'm praying to God that I can hear that sound. And if I can increase the volume, it's a very loud, but it's not very loud, but it's a very low rumble. I cannot believe it. I can't believe I say it's second blast and it happens while I'm saying it. Oh my God in heaven. Wow, this is absolutely unbelievable. I am stupefied. Oh, how I pray that I can hear that in the recording. Please, in Jesus' name. And right now it's 10:17 as I just look down. Praise God in heaven as I'm finishing this recording. Wow.